There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, Thursday, May 31st edition. Got a 9-game slate on tap for you. Main slate, there's 2 early games. Not going to get into those. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday as we're wrapping up the month of May, a little over 2 months into the baseball season. Absolutely crazy. Man, we got an interesting slate on tap because we have a couple high-priced arms, but very sketchy for their price point and overall, you're going to take some massive gambles on the pitching front tonight. Looking at the totals, I'll give you the 2 early games. You got Angels, Tigers at 9.5, Rays, A's at 8. That's your 2 early games of action. And then on your main slate, you got Yankees at Orioles, total of 10. Cubs, Mets, 8. Pirates, Cardinals, 8.5. Phillies, Doyers, 6.5. Nationals, Braves, 8.5. Red Sox, Astros, 9. Indians, Twins, 9. Marlins, Padres, 7.5. Rangers, Mariners, 8. So a lot of totals of the 8.5 and above variety tonight. So we have definitely stuff to dig into. When you're looking at the weather, it's supposed to be raining pretty good in New York and Baltimore. Kind of fizzle off as the night goes. Same with Pittsburgh and St. Louis. But still chances throughout the night and then some small chances elsewhere. Hopefully we avoid the damage like we have been lately. Okay, let's do it. Pitching on this slate, Clayton Kershaw at 11-8. Not playing him. Sorry, he hasn't even gone like really over 90 pitches in his rehab. They'd be crazy to push him to the limit tonight, but you never know. Teams do weird things. I'm not paying that price tag for a broken pitcher. I have to see it. I just have to. If you want to, knock yourself out. Aaron Nola at 11-1 is at least intriguing to me. It's a steep price tag for a team that has a lot of lefties in their lineups, and you can get to Nola with your left-handed batters. When you look at the Dodgers, they have a total of 3.7, lefties 285, righties 248, so still not lighting the world on fire from any side of the plate. But you can see lefties have a little more success there. They do strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's striking out 26% with a ground ball rate over 50%. When you're looking at Nola, he's been much, much better at home this year than on the road. He's got a 2.73 ERA on the road and 1.94 at home. Still not horrible, but only, you know, little less than average of less than 16 DraftKings points per game on the road. And then 11-1, we need much, much more than that. It's an interesting play. GPP-wise, I could see it being a low-owned leverage play. But it's very dicey as you have a Dodgers team where the lefties don't scare you a ton, but they have upside. You have Jock Peterson, 2 homers on the year, but could run into one. Max Muncy's playing well. He went deep again last night. You got guys like Cody Bellinger, who, as much as he has struggled, has that pop ability. Chase Utley's technically a lefty and in the lineup. There's a few guys, Osmani Grandal should be starting. There's a handful of them. The lineup should be at least half lefties, maybe 6 lefties. But they're not the scariest of lefties, so it just depends on where you want your leverage to be, if you even want to spend up here. It's going to be a really dicey night with tons of bats to pick from. So Nola's ownership should be low. It makes for an interesting GPP play. Last guy up top here at $9,200, Jack Flaherty. This is a guy I could see being a lot more popular than Nola. $1,900 cheaper and a really good matchup at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates at home. He's been very good this year. He's got 4 of his 5 starts on the road. He's still averaging 15.1. He's faced the Pirates twice this year. 11 innings pitched, 4 earned, 6 Ks, averaging 12.2. That was his last start. He was in Pittsburgh. He went 6 innings with 1 earned, 4 Ks for 20 points. So the first time through was a different Jack Flaherty. That was early in the year. Since his recall, much, much better. $9,200 has some nice upside. Pittsburgh's not a team that strikes out a ton. We know that very, very well. They strike out 19.5% of the time. But you got Flaherty at a near 25% K rate, a swinging strike rate of 12%, and a ground ball rate of about 47%. The Pirates team totals 3.75, lefties 294, righties 285. So you're basically getting similar matches, a little more K upside with the Dodgers than with the Pirates. But the Pirates, for $1,900 cheaper, you get Flaherty versus the Pirates. So I'm going Flaherty over Nola. Both are interesting. And if you have the cash, Nola will be low-owned. It's still dicey because we know that Dodgers team can wake up. But interesting play there between those two. Now, when you drop down, I'm not going to go to Lance McCullers. He can be great. We know this. He's facing Boston at home. It could be a lights-out, awesome game for McCullers. If you want to go there, knock yourself out. But I'm just not going to take that risk. I'm going to take risk elsewhere. Like a guy like Sean Newcomb at $8,100 at home against the Washington Nationals. Newcomb's been very, very good of late. He's been averaging about 20 points in his last 10 games. He did get beat up by the Nats 4 1/3, 5 earned, 4 walks, 6 Ks. The only time he's seen him this year, but overall been pitching really, really well this season and of late. That Nationals start was a little earlier in the season. When you look at the Nats, they strike out over 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Newcomb's walks are what always concern me. He's got 12.3% walk rate, but everything else checks the boxes as very, very good. A national team with a team total about 4.1, lefties 378, righties 249. So you got the reverse splits on tap, which will be great because, you know, you'll have the Mark Reynolds of the world, which can be scary. You got Rendon, who crushes lefties. You've got Trey Turner, who's actually better versus righties than lefties, but people will look at it that way. There'll be a handful of like Michael A. Taylor and some others in that lineup, and you'll see the reverse splits from Newcomb that many will not pay attention to. So as a GPP play, this is pretty much a GPP slate in my opinion. There's really not a lot of cash viable options. There's a couple, but not a ton. Sean Newcomb becomes very, very interesting to me at $8,100. Probably one of your more cash viable plays, but it's tough to say cash viable when you're facing the Atlanta Braves, is Tanner Roark. He's $7,900 at Atlanta. We talk about it all the time. He's just got that comfortable floor. You know, he's averaging 17.9 at home. He's averaging 18.8 on the road. He's faced Atlanta once this year, 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 26.8 points. We just saw Atlanta get shut down by Jason Vargas on short rest. That was a point of tilt on for many people. That was just shocking to the world. We got Tanner Roark facing a Braves team that strikes out 21% of the time versus righties. Roark has about a 22% K rate, good hard contact rate, ground ball rate. Everything checks the box for Tanner. He's nothing flashy, just consistent and gets the job done. The Braves do have a total of about 4.4. Lefties 309, righties 316. You know they have guys that can run into it. There's no doubt about it. You got Freddie Freeman, Ozzy Albies. Even the lefty Preston Tucker is going to be in there for Acuna, Markakis, and Ciarte, so on and so forth. The lineup is very, very good. It's been established. If they beat up Roark, you wouldn't be shocked. But he's just got that ability to limit damage so, so well at $7,900. He's a very, very intriguing play today. The last guy in this range, Jose Quintana at $7,500. Yes, this is tilting because Quintana is just a disaster. But he's been really good on the road this year. In his 5 road starts, he has an ERA of 3.18 compared to 6.66 at home. That is scary. Actually, how bad he's the sign of the devil. But much, much better on the road this year. Going into a New York Mets team that's just floundering. Just a mess. Absolute mess. And they strike out a whopping, I was just looking at it, where'd you go, buddy? 27.1% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They are horrific versus lefties. Quintana still has his really good strikeout rate, his ground ball rate. He just, you know, leaves a few up in the zone once in a while. You have a Mets team with a 3.6 total, fourth lowest on the slate. Lefties 286, righties 353. They have an abysmal 269 wOBA versus lefties and a .095 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Absolutely horrible. Horrible. Quintana at $7,500. I'll sink with that ship. I think it's a great matchup for him. We've seen really, really good starts from Quintana. We've seen extremely tilting starts for Quintana. There's the two extremes. There's rarely that just middle of the pack, I'm going to get you 14 DraftKings point starts. It's either he pitches really, really well, or he just has no feel on the mound at all. I'll take the chance that it's really, really well against a Mets team that cannot hit left-handed pitching at all. So I got in this middle range here, I got Quintana 1, Rourke 2, Newcomb 3. Going down below now, it gets really dicey. We got three left-handed arms we're going to chat about here for a little bit. But a lot of people are going to mention Shane Bieber, by the way, $7,300. Good young arm, big-time control pitcher. Going up against a Twins team in Minnesota for his debut. If you want to go there, knock yourself out. I don't not like it. I don't like it, though, either. It's kind of, I'd rather wait and see and gamble with Quintana or one of these guys down below if you're looking for a lower-priced arm. We'll start with Wee-Yin Chen, $6,100. Yes, Wee-Yin Chen. He's going up against the Padres. We love the target, the Padres. He's been much better at home than on the road this year, but his last three starts, 12.2, 14.4. 23.5. We'll take any of those for $6,100 in a good pitcher's park in San Diego. And you got a Padres team that strikes out over 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They have a team total of 4.1. Lefties 249, righties 323. They do have some thump from the right side. There's no sugarcoating. You can target Chen with some of these Padres if you want. But at the same time, he makes for a cheaper option on this slate. After Chen, you look at Wade LeBlanc, $5,500 at home against the Texas Rangers. LeBlanc's been very surprising, I'll say, this year. He's got you 13-9, 13-2, 19-7, 12-9, 12-6, 7-3, and 14-9. He's been pretty good since getting consistent starts for, and that 7-3 was a two-inning outing. So since May 3rd, when he's gone four innings or more in every start, he's got you basically 13 or more DraftKings points. He's $5,500. He's going up against a Texas team, which is dreadful versus left-handed pitching, like really, really bad. They strike out about 26% of the time versus lefties. They have a team total of 3.6, third lowest on the slate for a $5,500 pitcher. Lefties 303, righties 319. They do have a very, very good ISO at 190 and a decent WOBA at 316, so they can hit lefties. They strike out a ton, and you got tremendous upside with LeBlanc at 55, so I don't hate him either. And in that same matchup, you got Mike Minor at 5K. Against Seattle. So you got three lefties that you just really got to plug your nose and grit it out is what it's going to come down to. Nothing fancy, nothing great. Seattle strikes out about 20% of the time versus lefties. They have some thump of obviously a lefties 373, righties 373 versus Minor. So Minor's risky, but heck, we used him last time. We've seen the upside with him, but very volatile to say the least. So down below, I got Wade LeBlanc 1. Chen 2, and Mike Minor 3. So recapping your pitching real quick on this 9-game slate, you got Flaherty 1, Nola 2 up top. In the middle, you got Quintana 1, Rourke 2, Newcomb 3. Down below, you got LeBlanc 1, Chen 2, Minor 3. So yeah, not the sexiest of pitching nights. We've been pretty fortunate of late. Before we get into the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. Fun, new way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafting. It takes less than 5 minutes. You don't have to worry about ownership because you're the only one that has them. You have baseball, basketball, football, hockey, golf, the works, NFL best balls going on right now. But you have baseball drafts all day, every day. Tons and tons of options. Tons and tons of price ranges. And when you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports when you check out. And you get entry into a free $3 tournament. You can use it for any sport. You can use it for best ball. It's whatever you want. It is tons and tons of fun. So check it out. It's draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports at checkout. And you get entry into a free $3 tournament. Let's check out the bats on this slate. When you look at the catcher's position, you got Gary Sanchez in Baltimore, hitter's ballpark, against Andrew Cashner at 4,500. Makes for a very, very nice play. Evan Gattis crushing the ball lately, especially against lefties, against Drew Pomeranz at 4K. Just a tip of advice here. Pomeranz is getting destroyed this year, as you'd expect. The Astros have a 5-4 total, and it's lefties 365, righties 380. When you look at the Yankees, they have a 5-4-5 total, the second highest. Astros were the third. Against Andrew Cashner, it's lefties 374, righties 426. So Sanchez and Gattis, both really good plays if you're going to go up top here. When you drop down below the 4K range, Max Stassi's at 3,700. Not running to play him at that price tag, but he does bring upside to the table. You go down farther, you got guys like Kurt Suzuki and his matchup you can look at. Scrolling farther down, you got like Mike Zunino at 34 versus Minor. We know he can smack around a lefty pretty good, so he's not a bad mid to low three price range pitcher. A little farther down, then you get into the 2K range. Maybe a Robinson Chirinos at 29 could come into play for you. Kevin Plawecki at 28 if you're fading Quintana. Pedro Severino at 27 if you're fading Newcomb. Not the greatest plays, but they are definitely options. A good guy like Mitch Garver or Brian Wilson from Minnesota at $2,700 is a cheaper play versus Bieber. Those could be in play for you as well. Other than that, check your lineups. We will see some other ones pop up. First base, loaded as always. Freddie Freeman at 52 versus Tanner Roark. Definitely in play. Anthony Rizzo at 45. The Cubs are going to be interesting tonight because they got Seth Lugo making the spot start for the Mets. Hasn't really gone more than 30 or 35 pitches this year. I'd say they'd probably go 50 at most unless they want to be the typical Mets and blow out another pitcher's arm. So you're going to get a lot of Mets bullpen, which means you could get lefty-lefty matchups. Who knows? They'll play the matchup game at the same time. It's the Mets bullpen. So Cubs could be sneaky nice. Rizzo's been on fire at 4,500 in play for you there. Greg Bird at 41. It's tough. He's facing Cashner, so I get it. If you want to, he's going to be low-owned. He could be an interesting play for you there. Mitchie Two-Bags at 4K. Probably not running to play him against McCullers. You got Yonder Alonso at only 4K versus Odorizzi. That could become a nice little play for you there. Neil Walker at 39 is a cheaper Yankee option versus Cashner, but not one, again, you're running to go play. When you slide down a little farther, you got Mark Reynolds against Newcomb at 3,700. Max Muncy at 37 versus Nola as a couple cheaper options there. Ryan Healy let us all down yesterday. He's 36 versus Minor. He's back in play today. We liked him a lot yesterday because 3,300 was just too cheap. He had some great opportunities, and he failed. So that's baseball. 3,600 today if you want to get right back on the horse. Farther down you look, Yuli Gurriel at 35 could be an option for you there. Pedro Alvarez and Trey Mancini at $3,400 versus Sonny Gray. Alvarez first base, third base eligible. Mancini first base, outfield eligible. Baltimore's got a 4.55 total. Lefties 3.52, righties 3.84 off Sonny Gray, who has been horrible. Watch him pitch a gem today, which would be just hilarious. But as a whole, Sonny Gray's just been really, really bad. The Orioles strike out a ton, so he could be a GPP play if he thinks he figures it out. But he gives up so much loud contact, it's not even funny. So Trey Mancini at 34 could be a nice, cheap first base or outfield option with some big upside there. Justin Bour at 34 versus Jordan Lyles could be a nice cheapie as well. Logan Morrison versus Bieber at 34. So some nice, cheaper options down below here you can definitely look to exploit. Second base position, Ozzie Albies at 53 is in play every day. Altuve at 49 has been swinging a really hot bat of late, so keep an eye on him. Gleyber Torres at 47 is crushing baseballs. It's crazy he's priced up all the way to there now. Matt Carpenter finally getting that 4K price bump. He's second base, third base eligible at $4,100. He's earned it, though, so if you want to go there, knock yourself out. Brian Dozier at 4K. He went deep yesterday. He's in play. You go down a little farther, like a Ben Zobrist at 39 is worth a look. Jonathan Scope at 37 is in play as well versus Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray is just bad. And you might get the Orioles cheap tonight, it looks like. The farther down we go, you got like Kiner Falefa we talked about with Texas, second base, third base at 34 for a cheaper option. Jose Perella, second base outfield for the Padres at 33 is another cheap look you can go to. If Eric Gonzalez starts for Cleveland, he's second base, third base at 33 versus Odorizzi. So a couple cheaper looks for you there. Other than that, might not be too much down here. Yeah, check your lineups. There's not nothing standing out at this first look. Maybe Gordon Beckham. He's like 2,700. He's been batting ninth for the Mariners. Is another option for you. Third base, Jose Ramirez at 53 is in play versus Odorizzi, big time in play. Chris Bryant at 49 is worth a look as well. You got Christian Villanueva for the Padres, who crushes left-handed pitching. He's 4,500 versus Chen, so give him a look. Also, again, Matt Carpenter at 41 is in play. Anthony Rendon, who crushes lefties, is 4K. He's a decent option, but I'd almost rather go Eduardo Escobar, third base shortstop at 38, save a couple hundred in that matchup. You go down to the likes of Kyle Seager at 35, who does have power versus a lefty. Mentioned Kenner Falefa already. Brian Anderson at 33, our buddy. Cheap in that Marlins order. Johan Camargo's 3,200 versus Roark. He went deep yesterday. Just a nice value play with some upside. The kid's not horrible. He'll have more down days than good usually, but he's a good little ball player and a good lineup. So good piece of cheap stacks and whatnot. Shortstop, you got Machado at 54. Really solid look there. Lindor at 49, of course. These are Captain Obvious is up top. Correa at 47. Gene Segura had a nice night for us at 46. I'd go back to that well if you want to. Didi Gregorius at 42 versus Kashner could be an interesting play. Better at home than on the road, but great matchup versus Trashner. Eduardo Escobar, again, $3,800. Do like that quite a bit. You got Camargo again at 32. The shortstop every day is just not that good down below. Not good at all. Yeah, check your lineups. Maybe Charlie Culberson cracks the lineup at 27, or JT Riddle at 27 could be a nice cheapie for you there, but not a ton standing out right now. Outfield, maybe Mookie Betts comes back at 59, but I don't know. You got Bryce Harper at 55, could be a nice contrarian GPP play. JD Martinez versus McCullers. You got the Yankees boys versus Kashner, even though they've been slumping. Benintendi's been on fire. He's 49. But you got Michael Brantley at 49. And he's got the best matchup up top here, potentially, against Odorizzi at that price point. George Springer at 48. Tommy Pham at 46. But you go down a little farther, you got Mitch Haniger at 44 versus Minor. That's a solid look for you there. You got Markakis in play. Brett Gardner's only 4,200. He's swinging a good stick. Kyle Schwarber's been on fire at 4,200, so he could be a really, really nice play in that realm. Same with Ian Happ at 42. A little farther down, you got guys like Eddie Rosario at only 41, another double-digit night last night in a good spot versus Bieber today. Nelly Cruz didn't go deep off the lefty yesterday. You can go back to that well today and try it out for 4K. Not a bad price tag at all for him. Aaron Hicks for 39 versus Kashner. Maybe his bat's waking up after a couple knocks yesterday. Extra base hit. Ben Zobrist at 39, mentioned him. Max Kepler at 39 versus Bieber could be a nice look for you as well. Everybody is really, really high on Bieber. His numbers look great. He could throw a gem. Same time, he could go a few innings. He could get hit around. There's a lot of things you could look at with him. It's kind of a crapshoot. So that's why that Minnesota plays could be super low owned. And if they go off, could be like the Royals yesterday and win you a GPP. So interesting plays. And they have some savings for you as well. You go down farther. I got guys like Juan Soto at 37, hits lefties extremely well, so don't get scared away by that one. Let off yesterday. Doubt he leads off versus a lefty today, but you'd never know. Farther down you look, maybe Delino DeShields Jr. leading off versus LeBlanc at 36. He could be in play for you. Michael A. Taylor at 35 is interesting. Manny Margot at 35 versus Chen is definitely worth a look for you there. Mentioned Trey Mancini at 34 earlier. I think that's a solid play there for his power upside in that matchup versus Sonny Gray. Jose Perella at 33 is in play for you against Chen. Talked about him already. Brian Anderson, both looks there. Farther down we go towards the bottom of the 3K range. You got, you know, Nick Williams versus Kershaw. Probably not tonight, but he's been surprising people with that power of late. Robbie Grossman at 3K is definitely in play for you there. I'm looking for our boy. There he is. Franmil Reyes, 2,800 versus Wei-Yin Chen. This guy should be in a lot of lineups if you're not using Chen. A right-handed guy with just insane power. He's homered in three straight games. It's pretty much all he's going to do. He's going to go deep or he's going to strike out. That's what he's going to do for the most part. He's in a great spot for it against Chen at $2,800. Even if he gets a zero at that price tag, he could be huge. Otherwise, just great savings. Like Jake Mariznick, 27 versus Pomeranz. I'd probably pay up for Franmil and see what we get there. So there you go. There's your bats on this 9-game slate. Recapping your pitching real quick. You got Flaherty up top, Nola 2. In the middle, you got Quintana 1, Rourke 2, Newcomb 3. Down below, LeBlanc, Chen, and Minor. So, yes, ugly stuff on tap for us today. Let's look at the BBP and send you on your merry way. Adam Jones, 5 for 17, a double and a homer off of Sonny Gray. When you look at Judge and Gregorius have homered off Kashner, but as a team, only hit 209 off Kashner. That's interesting. I don't think I'm going to look too deep into that one. Schwarber, 2 for 2 with a double. Nothing crazy. Rizzo's taking Lugo deep, but not big samples there. Matt Carpenter, 4 for 10 with a double and 2 homers off Trevor Williams. It's not bad. Ender and Ciarte, 10 for 25, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer off Tanner Rourke. Camargo, 4 for 7 with a double. Markakis, a double and 3 homers. Albie's taking him deep. Freddie Freeman, 12 for 39 with 4 doubles. Lot to like in that one. Go down a little farther. Nothing. Althea, 1 for 3 with a homer off Kershaw. Lindor, Ramirez, and Brantley have all taken Odorizzi deep. That's something to look at. Mariznick, I mentioned him as a cheapie. He's 4 for 7 with a triple and 2 homers off Pomeranz. Riznik usually gets to the bottom of an Astros order, and he hits lefties really, really well. You got to be concerned. It's like Rajai Davis with the Indians. He can't get pulled once, you know, the lefty comes out and they go to the bullpen. He could get moved around, so keep that in mind. But at first glance, he could be a nice, cheap $2,700 option. Jose Perella, 6-for-10 with a triple off Wei-Yin Chen. Eric Hosmer's even 7-for-23 with a double and two homers. Freddie Galvis, 6-for-15 with a double. Something to look at there. Mitch Haniger, 4-for-4 with a double and a triple off Minor. Healy's taking him deep as well. Denard Span's even 5-for-11 with a double and a triple. So there you have it. There's your BVP. There's your quick hits. Again, top totals you're looking at. Yankees, obviously. Astros. The Cardinals have the third highest total. It's Trevor Williams. Lefty's 330. Righty's 353. So you can go with your Azunas and Carpenters and Martinez's and Fams and be super contrarian because they'll be low-owned. The Indians versus Odorizzi, you can definitely take a look at that one. Orioles versus Sonny Gray, I like a ton. The Orioles can be super disappointing, but man, you got them. They're cheap tonight. They're cheap, so they can definitely fill in for you. They don't have to be a stack. They can be fill-ins or stack away, whichever you prefer. But there's a lot of options, a lot of ways you can go on this slate and make things work. Good luck with that. Check us out on Twitter at thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Remember, draft in your draft app store, draft.com, promo code SDSports for entry in a free $3 tournament. I'm on Twitter at BDNtrick. Join us in the Slack chat. Tons going on there. We got a Bench with Bubba episode 97 with Lance Brozdowski out. Really good stuff there. Recorded Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo last night, episode 66. Tons of fun talking baseball with Mo again. We interviewed Chris Blessing of Baseball HQ to preview the MLB draft. Had some issues with the editing tool last night, so I have to redo it again today. So it'll be out a little later, but plan on it maybe tonight, tomorrow morning for that one. But much coming up. You got UFC this weekend and much, much more. Good luck on your Thursday, May 31st, 9-game DraftKings slate. This was Quick Hits. I'll catch you guys later. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.